plug into the minds of the world's cutting-edge innovators, visionaries, and thought leaders who are rewriting the rules of sales and success. It's your time to make an impact. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast. Welcome back to the Selling with Love podcast. This is your host, Jason Mark Campbell. So we're going to talk about a bit of a harder conversation today than our usual selling with love. There's a preconception that I'd like to make sure is put aside, which is selling with love is all about sunshine, rainbows, butterflies, gumberries. But love can sometimes be tough love. And what I want to suggest as an activity to look into for particularly the month of December is something that most organizations would do if they're a seasonal organization, which is the end of the year, taking inventory. Family business, which is in swimming pool retail, up in Canada means that the December month is one of the slower months. And so it's always a good time where you can actually start looking at what are all the inventory levels that are in stock within the stores, the warehouse, because it gives you a really good idea of what you want to reorder for the next year. It also gets you to have an accurate statement of what has sold. And then you can start to pivot to see what are the things that provided the best profit margins that were worthwhile doing more of. And even more importantly than all of that, what are the types of activities that you might not want to do anymore because it's simply not profitable? And so what I want to suggest for you to consider on the month of December is to think and review your entire year. Whether your fiscal year matches the calendar year or not, it is a good time where most things are slowing down. And this might be the time that you start seeing, well, what are all the activities that I've done to generate revenue this year? What was the profitability of doing those activities that generated revenue? Did it actually turn a profit, or was it more expensive to service than the revenue that it brought in? And this one being a little less quantifiable, but maybe one of the most important things to do, which is how much joy, how much excitement, and how much impact did it bring to your life actually doing those activities? Now, as I share this with you, I have to mention that I had a big plot twist within my own organization this year, because if you've been a follower for a long time, maybe you've been someone that's joined some of my programs, you would not know the fact that I've actually let go of a lot of my customers. It was almost like I had to write a breakup letter with a lot of my customers. These were all customers that were mostly in the B2C space. So B2C, business to consumers, individuals that were applying Selling with Love methodology. And I started to do inventory about how much time I was investing in supporting individuals that had major sales blocks and how much I was looking to help them break through and giving them as many of the techniques, the strategies that I share when it comes to Selling with Love, which are effective, but also take time. And the impact at the individual scale actually is not as high in ripple effect as when you apply these same tactics within a large organization. And so as I had a moment of taking inventory myself, I had to come to a decision to call it break up with a lot of my clients and making sure that they were left off in the best of way moving forward. But I've also shifted my attention towards activities and accounts that brought a whole lot of revenue, much more profit, and that being second to the number one thing that was most important, which is how much excitement, joy, fun I had servicing those accounts. I want to take a moment to introduce you to a tool that has allowed me to live an extraordinary life that has balance, and I find growth happening in all areas of my life. This is a tool called Lifebook, and it's something that I've been using for over half a decade, where I have clarity on the vision that I have for every area of my life. Not to find myself out of balance or overworked or stressed or unclear about what I want, but getting crystal clear on everything that I want in every aspect of my life. This is a program that I've had a chance to participate in, and I continuously review year after year and connect with peers where we talk about it, set bigger vision, bigger goals. And it's by no coincidence that I get to live an extraordinary life with hosting this podcast, writing my book, and doing incredible things in my personal and on my financial goals that I've set. Almost 1 million people have completed Lifebook themselves. And if you haven't been exposed to this, I would invite you to click on sellingwithlove.com/Lifebook. And this allows you to gain instant clarity on what you really want in life. There's a free training that you can listen to, a masterclass that you can instantly watch by just choosing a time, and you can go ahead and see what happens when you look at your life in 12 different dimensions and you follow the proven four-step framework. This is one of the most important programs I've ever been through in my life, and I continuously get a chance to review it. I get to teach it to others, and I would love for you to experience the same. If you're a fan of Selling with Love, you'll absolutely love what you're going to experience in this masterclass. It's completely free. It's done also in partnership with Mindvalley, which is a company that I have so much respect for, and I'm excited to invite you all to go check it out. A link is found in the description, but just go to sellingwithlove.com/lifebook. That's LIFEBOOK. Go and check it out. You won't regret it. It's the most important framework that allowed me to grow. And now let's continue with the show. Now, before you think that what you're supposed to do this month is just do the things that are fun and ignore all the hard work, I'll tell you one thing that has happened by doing this inventory and this pivot. This has been the hardest working months that I've had to do with these new accounts that have large problems to solve, big issues to work on. But I love it. I love it. And it sustains my energy to keep doing it at any hour of the day where I have to even set boundaries to my own work because I'm actually having a good time. And this ends up being a very powerful competitive advantage to have. If you're able to get your job done and it almost doesn't feel like work, even though it's hard, grueling work, you're going to be able to put in the extra mile that your competition might not do so if they're not having the same level of joy. And this is why we should all be trying to find out what are the things that we do that give us that extra oomph that makes us excited to do it, and so that you can go above and beyond and serve excellently. So I'm coming back to your inventory question, and this is maybe something I'm just giving it as a suggestion, is have a look at what all the activities that drove revenue this year and see which are the ones that you want to do more of, which are the ones that actually are profitable, are fun, and what are the opportunities you might have to let go of? And as such, here's something I was not prepared to receive when I took this initiative, but was one of the bonuses that came from doing this activity, is the space that opened up for more of the fun type of work to come into my life. I wasn't ready to receive all of that. I wasn't expecting it. I put all my intention into a few accounts, but by doing so, I've had so many opportunities come my way that were more like that type of account. And that is maybe the benefit that you've been looking for. If you feel like you haven't been able to get the types of activities and accounts that are in line with what you're trying to do more of, maybe you've been keeping all your time busy on things that are not even what you want. May I even suggest to look at how you're presenting yourself and having these kinds of issues outside of the business world and even in your personal life. And so, again, not all sunshines and rainbows. What I want to suggest and prescribe for you is take a step back. December is going to be a slower month usually, but it's an important month for you to take inventory. What has been driving the revenue? How fun was it? Do you want to do more of that, or are we looking at different opportunities? And I'll give you a clue on what usually happens to be the more exciting opportunities to pursue are the ones where you make a bigger difference. Impact. Gotta love your impact. It's the first love of selling, and I'm hoping you're going to enjoy selling with love.
I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.